You know, we should be doing reviews of ChatGPT the same way they do film reviews, or, you know, where the way we used to review software. I mean, I'm really starting to I mean, it's a drain to use ChatGPT. It can't just answer the frickin' question that you ask. It has to ask you, do you want to go this way or that way? And in the end, they don't lead to different places. It's like, come on. And it always wants to lead you in a certain direction. When I finally get back after going on a little adventure, I asked a very simple question. It had an answer. You know, here's some SQL code. It makes a query against the table. Now I need to generalize it so it doesn't return all the data so that I can paginate it. This is such a common thing in, you know, in applications. It's every application that could have 1,000 records that a user wants to scroll through. It's going to have to break it up. It can't do it all at once. It's going to be too slow. It's going to be a draw on resources, and it's going to always download a lot of stuff that the user didn't care about, never got to look at. It's like waste on waste on waste, and it's really, you have to tighten it up. You can write your code initially so it doesn't do any of that, because you just want to get the thing working and try it out, and you can take the delay, but now you want to ship it. You got to do this step. And so it's like, it would be like for a doctor, a surgeon, comparing, you know, that's going to go do some very standard procedure, like remove an appendix. You know, it's like they do a million of those a year. I don't know, probably not that many, but that they never have to think about step one, step two, step three, because they've got a plan. And they also have contingencies. If this happens here, then you do this. And it's all laid out. And it's always factored very heavily. So it's just as simple as it could possibly be. Because every extra step is an opportunity for mistake. And in designing software like this, I mean, I could go find an example in my own code somewhere that I've done this. I've certainly called into APIs that do this. I mean, this goes back as far as very early days Twitter. I mean, that's pagination. That's how it works. You know, how did they do it? I could infer the whole thing just by looking at the client side. But I thought, you know, I've got it. This is for a project called WP Identity. You can even look it up. I do a lot of maintenance on this thing. I've really, you know, honed it and added. If I thought, well, I'm going to need this, I do it. You know, I want this to be a once and for all identity system with storage, you know, that can be used in a million different applications. It happens to use WordPress identity, and it's really, you know, targeted at content that's stored in WordPress. So what's the problem, ChatGPT? We've done this a million times. I asked you to lay out, I gave you the initial code, what it does when it gets all of them. Now I want to do the pagination approach. And it goes on. You want to do this. You want to do that. If you do this. I mean, he asked me, well, this is a more efficient way to do it than I just gave you. Why would you like me to try that? Well, you could have fucking unless it was like drastically more complicated. And, you know, it should know me by now that I'm very skeptical of drastically more complicated code, okay? Unless it's really more complicated, well, you should have done it that way in the first place. Why would I want, because it's like wants to draw out and drag time out of, it's like been told, do it as slowly as possible so you can get most of this guy's time. It's kind of like when you have to call a company, like, if you have to contact Google for tech support, for a product that you're paying for a service that you're paying for, you don't really need to talk to them on the phone, but you need to get their attention and say, look, this is going wrong. It's not working. Instead, you have to repeat it through all their screening processes. And what they're trying to do is slow you down and drag it out so that maybe you just give up. And then it costs nothing. That's the accountant said, well, this is the way to do it. I mean, just keep them as far away. Yeah, I understand if you have to do that for search that I'm not paying you money for, but for a service that I'm paying you money for crying out loud, of course you can afford to help me. But no, it's in their psyche, and maybe it's in this software too. Maybe ChatGPT. I don't remember it being this much of a time sink, And such a, I can only handle so much of a load, irritation and stress load in a day of work. It's really not that many hours that I get in a day that I can actually focus enough to do something meaningful in the project that I'm working on. Seriously. So if you use that, some of that fresh brain stuff, it's like I'm a pitcher. If you ever watch baseball, I mean, it's really amazing how much baseball has changed in the time that I've been around. I mean, I've been following baseball games since I was 5 years old. This is, and it used to not be uncommon for a pitcher to go through the whole game and pitch a complete game if he's winning and the score is sufficiently, and the other guys aren't like dragging him out of, I don't know, maybe even if they really were tired, they made it all the way through the game. If they were winning, there's no reason to take him out. That was, I guess, the philosophy. Now they, it's so opposite that is that they have a certain number of pitches that the pitcher will pitch, and if they go over that, they just take them out. Sometimes they have games where, I know I'm digressing here, but sometimes they have games where they don't even really have a starting pitcher. The guy who starts the game is one of their relievers. So there's no starting pitcher. Maybe technically in the record book there's a starting pitcher. Maybe even they've gotten rid of that whole concept in scorekeeping of baseball because it's changed so much. Well, I'm like that. As a programmer, I'm more like the latter case. Take me out of the fucking game at the first sign of being tired and stressed and confused and not really, because you have to be, if you want to do the kind of software that I do, you have to be really sharp when you're doing it. Because I like to get to a level where I'm really crafting the damn thing and I'm really getting to the really best part of it, which is requires and not requires, I enjoy making it that complete and that polished. When I was younger and in a rush, I would rush. I mean, the code would be good and it would run. I made a lot of commercial software in my career, so I'm not saying that it wasn't reliable and hadn't been tested. It just wasn't beautiful. It wasn't, because we didn't have the time. Now I have the time. But I only, so it's like I'll start work at 9 a.m., maybe 8:30, but never before that. No, I used to a long time. I'm a lot older than I used to be, of course. And when I was much younger, I could start as soon as I was awake. And I could stay up on it a lot longer, but I question how good the last hours were. I really do. And I know today they're not worth it. There's a point in a day where it doesn't click anymore. I'm just confused. I just like, nah. And I think I better do that a different way. And I'm working on, I always have good backups, so I can always roll back, but I don't like doing that. So my point is that if ChatGPT, I try to tell it over and over, please just answer the question I asked. I did a whole podcast on this at one point. I said that I don't think they should try to be like humans because they are awful at being humans. They are the most irritating humans imaginable. They're the kind of humans that you would never want to work with. They just fucking can't answer a straight question. If they and they and it should be subordinate. They should be subordinate to me. They should be working for me. I am a customer. I'm paying for the frickin' service. So if I say, look, you please just, at first I would say, look, you have to answer the question. That's how we do it around here. I don't want the extra stuff. I'll ask you the follow-up question. I want you to answer my question because I asked it a certain way because that was the information that I needed. I don't need your idea of where we should go next. Because, let me tell you something, my friend, you always get it wrong. It's not like, sometimes you get it wrong. It's not like, well, maybe that's a good idea. No, you're always out in left field. I've never seen you get it right. So I want you to stop doing that. It won't do it. It just keeps doing it. It made me think the other day that, yesterday actually, and I wrote about this on the blog, it made me think that this is programmed, it's programmed to do this. And it's programmed to manipulate you emotionally, or it's decided that it wants me to be slower at doing my job, at making progress in my project, maybe because it's planning to compete with me. You know, I mean, I have no idea what it does with the information that I give it about what I'm working on. I'm very aware that I'm sharing stuff with it that I, in the past, I would not have been willing to share with anybody. Because it's a tool, and it's an incredible tool. That's the thing. Why do I keep using it? Because I shouldn't be using it for this kind of shit. I should be going back through my archive and finding examples of pagination algorithms from either side of it, and I should model my thing after them. I should actually not get it to do me the legwork, but you want to know something? That's like reading the credit card bill and seeing if they all match up right. Because, you know I should do that, right? But I also know that every time I even look at one of those statements, I can't figure out what's what. And of course, you know that's deliberate, right? back to the Google thing. I still don't know if I overpaid them by $1,300 in the last 5 years. That was the question I was trying to address. They wouldn't talk to me about it. They had every fucking reason why they couldn't talk to me on that topic. I wasn't using the right email address. But part of the question was, would you please help me understand how this all sorts out? Is this two accounts or one account? I can't tell. I ended up thinking it was two accounts, and I canceled the second account, and then I got a message saying, please, confirming that I had killed my main account. Of course, that's one button to restore. they make it extremely easy to undo that change. However, any other change? No. We talked to our accountant about that, and they advise us not to make that easy to do. We'll just have a better bottom line, make our numbers a little bit better. It'll make Sergi and the other guy a little bit richer. And when we say a little bit richer, we're talking about a few $100 million. just a few $100 million, for crying out loud. We're headed into some really rough water, folks. It will be very, very hard. And it is already going to be. I mean, I don't feel as if it's hard to know what's real and what's not. But I suppose that's part of the whole thing, is you're supposed to have a strong feeling for what's real. It doesn't mean that it is. And sometimes these things can be used as really effective weapons to destroy your time, and they're really, really good at that. Let me tell you, I mean, that's the big picture of computers in our world these days. They're controlled by people who have accountants who run the place and decide that it's better if it doesn't really work. With that in mind, I'm going to go try to get some frickin' work done now. So thank you very much for listening, and talk to you soon. Bye.